Why Cuckoo FM is choppy?
Udaan bags a PA license.
IPO-bound urban company turns in a profit in FY25.
Advertising body revises opinion trading report after MPL's notice.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Now, looks like Cuckoo FM's funding playlist is getting a new track. So the audiobook and bite-sized content platform is in talks to raise $70 million, with Singapore-based Granite Asia likely to lead the round with a $50 million check. The remaining $20 million will come from existing backers such as Fundamentum Partnership, IFC, among others. This is information that we've picked up from our sources.
That's right. Granite Asia, previously known as Granite Global Ventures, is looking to deepen its India bets. And what's even more interesting is that Cuckoo FM's valuation has tripled in just 9 months, from $177 million to around $500 million now.
So the secret sauce is a combination of factors. Why is Cuckoo FM doing so well? Well, increasing demand for bite-sized content, micropayments, so Indians are willing to pay out small amounts, and UPI auto mandates, which is helping with retention. All this is driving Cuckoo FM's top line. Now, they are clocking $10 million in monthly revenue and an annual run rate of $120 million.
Well, they're not looking to stop there. The fresh funds is set to help Cuckoo FM double down on regional content and build its creator base to fend off rising rivals like Chai Shots and Quick TV. But overall, seems like more and more demand is moving towards bite-sized content in any format, including video or audio.
Right. Now, let's move on to our second big story from the world of B2B commerce. Udaan has just secured a payment aggregator license from the Reserve Bank of India. The license was obtained by Udaan Group's entity Hiveloop Internet Private Limited, or HIPL.
Well, the idea here is that Udaan is building its own payment processing infra to bring in more control in-house. Currently, they process payments using S-Bank, but they plan to shift those flows to HIPL over time.
So they're basically tightening their internal payment systems. HIPL provides APIs for UPI, cards, net banking, RTGS, the full stack. But it's currently limited to Udaan's own network.
Yes, they've also put in place KYC, anti-money laundering checks, and merchant categorization frameworks as well. So if they ever decide to open it up to other merchants, the pipes are ready.
Udaan seems to be expanding its business. In fact, recently, it raised $114 million in a Series G round as well. It's going to be interesting to see what synergies this PA license will add for Udaan. Let's wait and watch. Up next, a home services unicorn that's finally seeing green on its balance sheet. We're talking about Urban Company.
Yes, the Gurugram-based home services platform posted around ₹239.8 crores of profit in FY25, turning around from a loss of around 92.7 crore rupees last year.
Here's the catch though, most of that profit, about 211 crore, comes from deferred tax assets. That's more of an accounting gain, not cash in hand.
Yes, despite that, their profit before tax was around 28.6 crore rupees, which is a decent improvement. In fact, revenue has also grown by around 38% to around 1,144 crore rupees.
Looks like their India consumer business is leading the charge, clocking 881 crores in revenue, and 82% of their transactions come from repeat users. Urban Company's international revenue also jumped 64% year-on-year. All this as they gear up for a ₹1,900 crore IPO. Looks like they're ticking all the right boxes as of now.
Yes, let's move to our final story of the day, where the battle over opinion trading is heating up. The Advertising Standards Council of India, or ASCII, has revised its white paper on the opinion trading space after Mobile Premier League, or MPL, sent them a legal notice.
In the updated version, ASCI dropped direct references to specific platforms and clarified that Indian courts haven't banned opinion trading yet. The cases are still pending across multiple courts, including the Supreme Court.
For a quick refresher, opinion trading is where people predict outcomes of real-world events like sports, elections, and finance and get paid if they are right.
The thing is, opinion trading is still in a regulatory gray zone in India. These platforms aren't officially recognized as financial instruments and there's no legal framework yet.
MPL's legal pushback shows how sensitive this space is becoming, with big players now actively challenging perceptions and fighting for more regulatory clarity. But let's wait and watch what are the more updates coming in this space. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Now, tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.